Hi everybody and welcome to English Digest. My name is Joe.
And I'm Jamie.
Today we're going to be talking all about our article, Working Hand in Glove with Puppets, once again. Yesterday we were learning all about the history of puppet culture in Taiwan and also in China as well. We're talking specifically about Chinese glove puppetry, which originated or began in Fujian province and all around southern China. And we went back to the 1970s yesterday, talking about one of the most popular puppet shows and likely one of the most popular television shows of all time, The Scholar Swordsman, which captured 97% of the viewers in its time slot back then, and was actually so popular that it was banned. Now, the show was the creation of a puppeteer by the name of Huang Chunsheng, and he learned how to become an expert or master puppeteer at the feet of his father, Huang Haitai, who was called the King of Taiwanese Puppet Theater. We also learned about another puppet master by the name of Li Tianlu, who has a museum named after him in New Taipei City. We'll continue talking about the popularity of glove puppetry today. Let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Jamie and I will be back.
The popularity of glove puppetry in Taiwan has endured. The biggest name in the business is Peely, a TV show made by Peely International Multimedia, which has been running since 1985. Peely takes puppetry to a whole new level by blending the ancient art with modern animation technology. This not only allows the puppeteers to imbue the puppets with special powers, but also enriches martial arts scenes. The show has successfully attracted a large audience of younger fans. The show has also modernized storytelling techniques. The characters are no longer black and white stereotypes, but complex individuals with their own motivations. They are not always good or always evil. The show's plots include politics and diplomacy, as well as exciting battles. Some storylines even incorporate vampires and aliens. Peely International Multimedia has even made a full-length movie with the characters called Legend of the Sacred Stone. If you're interested in finding out more about glove puppetry, you can visit Huwei in Yulin County. It is home to the Yunlin Hand Puppet Museum and hosts the Yunlin International Puppet Arts Festival, an annual event since 1999. During this festival, puppeteers come from all over the world to put on shows at the Yunlin Story House. Fans dress up as their favorite puppet characters, and there are classes for visitors to better experience the marvel of puppetry. On the other hand, if you just want to get caught up in the wonder and fantasy of this art form, you could always try learning puppetry yourself and make your own magic with your imagination and fingers.
Today's article starts off by saying the popularity of glove puppetry in Taiwan has endured. If something endures, it means it continues for a very long time. It does not go away. So the popularity of glove puppetry in Taiwan, it has kept on going, in other words. And the biggest name in the business is Peely, a TV show made by Peely International Multimedia, which has been running since 1985. So perhaps you all out there are familiar with this TV show. It's run by this company called Peely International Multimedia. And of course they call the show the same thing, Peely. And Peely takes puppetry to a whole new level by blending the ancient art with modern animation technology. We often see this phrase, take something to a whole new level. It just means that you improve something beyond anything which has been done previously. So if you take your grades to a whole new level, it just means your grades have never been higher. So how does Peely take puppetry to a whole new level? Well, they have blended the ancient art with modern animation technology. To blend things together means to bring them together to make them one and the same. So they're taking this ancient art, something that is very, very old, thousands of years old, in fact, as we learned yesterday, and blending it or putting it together with modern animation technology. So, Jamie, perhaps you can explain a little bit about modern animation technology.
Sure. Animation is something, if you animate something, you bring it to life. And when you talk about animation, you're usually talking with some kind of cartoons, or you can be talking about puppetry, as they are in this example. So if you're talking about modern animation technology, you're talking about things that are happening now, amazing special effects that maybe were not popular in the past. And an interesting word that Joe just went over is it says that Peely is taking puppetry to a whole new level by blending the ancient art with modern animation technology. So blending is a word that means mixing together. And you can use this word figuratively. For example, in this case, you're talking about two ideas. You can blend them together, mix them together, just ideas. Or you can also use it when you're talking about physical things. For example, if you get a juice at the store, you can have the juice maker can blend apple and carrot juice, and it makes a very delicious juice because he blended them or
apples
he mixed
and
them
carrots.
Together.
Apples and carrots, really?
I like that. That's my
apple
my
and
style.
Carrot juice. I guess you guys can try that at your own risk your own.
Yeah, it's good.
I guess it's probably pretty good for you. Well, this not only allows the puppeteers to imbue the puppets with special powers, but also enriches martial arts scenes. Imbue, this is quite a fancy word. You probably won't see this too often, but it means to bestow or to give someone something. So to imbue the puppets with these special powers, it just means the puppeteers can give them these special powers. They weren't able to do this before, but now that they have this modern animation technology blended with the ancient art, they can add all these different aspects to the storylines that they weren't previously able to do. They can have special powers, superpowers, and this enriches martial arts scenes. To enrich means to improve or to add good qualities, good or positive qualities to something. They enrich the martial arts scenes because now with this modern animation technology, the puppeteers can do things with their puppets. They can perform actions and do things that are far more complicated and involved than they were previously able to do.
Also, the show has successfully attracted a large audience of younger fans. And an audience are simply the viewers, the people that watch a certain performance. If you go to a concert and you see your favorite band play, you are part of the audience. Or if you go to a play and you buy tickets, you sit there, you watch them, you are part of the audience. But you don't have to physically be there to be part of the audience if we're talking about TV. So here we're talking about a large audience, a large group of younger fans that are there to support the show and to watch it. So it was so interesting and so fascinating that a lot of younger people started watching the show. The show has also modernized storytelling techniques. And as we discussed before, modern animation technology, modern just means something that is up to date, something that is being done now, not something old-fashioned, not something from the past. So the show has modernized storytelling techniques. So there are probably some ways to do it if you use new special effects, if you maybe have a way that people today, kids are going to understand. That would be one way of modernizing these techniques.
That's right. To modernize something means to make something new, to do something as most other things of that nature are done today. And they are modernizing or bringing up to date storytelling techniques. A technique is simply a way of doing something. Now, the characters are no longer black and white stereotypes. So before, remember, we had basically just two different types of characters. We had the noble heroes and we had the evil villains. Every character was either one or the other. It was very black and white, or as we sometimes say, cut and dry. It was very easy to understand. You're either one thing or you're the other thing. And these characters were always stereotypes. A stereotype is when you apply a certain quality to someone, or in this case we're talking about puppets, something. They were stereotypes. They were always good or always evil. Nothing in between. But now, the characters were actually complex individuals. Complex simply means they are complicated, not so easy to understand. If a character always does things which are good, they are not complex at all. You know exactly what they're going to do when given a choice. They're going to choose to do the right thing. They're not going to do anything bad. Now the characters are more complex. They have different emotions. Maybe sometimes they'll do the wrong thing. Sometimes they'll do the right thing. They are individuals, in other words. They are unique, and they have a unique set of actions and a unique personality. They also have their own motivations. So what does it mean when we say somebody has motivations?
When you're talking about motivations, you're talking about the reason that they do something. So, for example, if I'm studying every night after school, my motivation might be that I want to get good grades so I can go to a good college one day. Or if I decide to work a lot of hours at my job, my motivation is going to be probably to make a lot of money so I can buy certain things that I want. And as Joe mentioned, the characters on the show, they are not always good or evil. That's what makes them complex. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're evil. They're like real people. They're not 100% good, not 100% bad. And the show's plots include politics, which is things dealing with the government, and diplomacy, as well as exciting battles. And some storylines even incorporate vampires and aliens. And vampires, as you know, are the sort of monsters that bite people's necks and suck their blood, and the people that are famous in shows like Twilight, the movie. Or aliens. Aliens are just creatures from out of space.
That's right. They are creatures from other planets. So we're taking all these different aspects of modern storytelling and bringing them into this ancient art of puppet shows. Pili International Multimedia has even made a full-length movie with the characters called Legend of the Sacred Stone. A full-length movie would be a movie that is, well, somewhere between these days 90 minutes and up to around 3 hours long in some cases. It's not like a short film, which would be 30 minutes to an hour. And they took these characters and put them into a movie called Legend of the Sacred Stone. If something is sacred, it is very special and important to a group of people, possibly because it has some sort of religious or spiritual implication for them or spiritual importance to them. So a sacred stone would simply be a stone that is quite important to a group of people for some reason. Well, that brings us to the end of the first half of today's article. Now let's listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看台湾的布袋戏。好，那布袋戏呢，其实在台湾一直流行到现在。好，他说到has endured 这个动词特别留意一下，因为 endure 本来是忍受，可是如果你是讲一个事件endure, 那就变成说是它持续不断一直进行，也就是一直是很流行的。那这个行业里头最有名的大家也听过了，就是霹雳布袋戏，霹雳国际多媒体股份有限公司这家公司来制作的，而且营运至今。那这个霹雳布袋戏它是怎么样呢？它说到了它融合了古老的这种艺术跟现代动画技术，用到这个动词 blend A with B, 就是把两个混合在一起，所以它结合了古老艺术，结合了现代动画技术。好，我们再往下读，下面说这样子一来，它让这个 puppeteers 也就是操偶师傅呢，它可以赋予这些戏偶神奇的力量。好，赋予这个字它其实用 imbue 本来就是代表灌输，所以用在这里是比较特别的一个动词，大家要留意。他说除了这样之外，他还丰富了布袋戏的这种武打场景，这个是丰富，就是 enrich。 好，那我们再来看，他说这样子一来，这个节目呢就吸引了一堆的年轻戏迷。那下面就提到这个节目呢，它受欢迎，而且呢，它有很多的特色。以它的故事来说，它把说故事的技巧也给现代化了。好 ，modernize， 我们知道 modern 是现代的 ，modernize 就是使什么现代化。好，再来，他就说以角色来看，我们探讨他的角色，他现在呢不再是 black and white stereotypes， Stereotype 就是刻板印象，而 black and white 本来是黑白，意思不是说是黑白，应该把它讲成是讲人物角色的正邪，它正邪分明的这种刻板印象不见了，它现在的人物呢是怎么样呢？Complex individuals, 也就是性格复杂，而且还具有他们自己的 motivations, 各有动机。那这个人物也就是不再是非正即邪，而在剧情方面呢，他说剧情方面现在也有了政治，有了 diplomacy, 外交，还有这种刺激的打斗场面。那有些故事的剧情还包括了 vampire, 吸血鬼，还有 aliens, 外星人。那这家公司啊，其实他还用这个戏里面的角色制作了一部full-length movie, 这样子的一个布袋戏的长片，它的片名就是《圣石传说》，我们英文翻成 Legend of the Sacred Stone.
All right, let's take a short break now on English Digest, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Jamie, and we are talking about day two of the article Working Hand in Glove with Puppets. And so far, we mentioned that the popularity of glove puppetry in Taiwan has endured. So it was popular before, and it's still popular today. It's still going on. And probably the biggest name in this genre is Peely. And, it's a TV show that's made by a group called Peely International Multimedia. And the group has been going, and the TV show has been going since 1985. And Peely is really doing a lot of interesting things. They've taken puppetry before, and they've improved upon it. And the way that they did this is they took some of the old, ancient techniques from the past that were so successful and very exciting, and they blended it, they mixed it, with modern animation technology. So this is something that couldn't have been done in the past because with computers and the technology of today, we can make puppets do so many more exciting things and make it more realistic and make the action scenes more fascinating to watch. And so far, the show has been very popular, particularly with a lot of younger fans. There's a large audience of younger fans that are watching the show. And another interesting part, as we mentioned, of the show is that characters always aren't just good guys or bad guys, right? They're more realistic. Maybe the guy is usually good, but he's not perfect. Sometimes he makes a mistake. Or a character is a villain, but they're not terrible to everybody. Maybe they're good to some of their friends, and they'll do something nice once in a while. And the show itself, it also includes some very interesting topics like politics, things with the government, things with laws, and diplomacy. And of course, lots of exciting fighting and battles and really some very cool martial arts is featured in the show. And some of the shows now, they even have very popular topics like vampires and aliens, which probably wouldn't have been as popular maybe 20 years ago in the 70s when shows before, like the Scholar Swordsman were on.
That's right. They've changed it quite a bit. They've modernized it. In other words, they've brought it up to date and tried to incorporate some things that will attract a new generation of viewers. That's what a lot of TV shows will struggle to do. They have to stay current. They always have to be attracting new fans. Especially if they are a long-running show, they need to attract the next generation of television viewers to their program. And Peely has found a way to do that by introducing these new elements. Well, if you're interested in finding out more about glove puppetry, you can visit Huwei in Yunlin County. So this is kind of one of the meccas, the hotbeds of puppetry in Taiwan. It's a place called Huwei in Yunlin County, and it is home to the Yunlin Hand Puppet Museum and hosts the Yunlin International Puppet Arts Festival. If something is home to something else, it means that's where that thing is located. Yunlin is home to the Yunlin Hand Puppet Museum. That just simply means the Yunlin Hand Puppet Museum, as I'm sure you can tell by the name, is in Yunlin, Who would have guessed? And it also hosts the Yunlin International Puppet Arts Festival. Now, this is an annual event. Remember, annual means that something takes place each and every year, and it has been doing so since 1999. So for about the past 14 years, we're in 2013 now. During this festival, puppeteers come from all over the world to put on shows at Yunlin Story House. Now, we often see this phrase, to put on a show. This means to stage a show, to perform, or to do a show so that the viewing public can come and see it.
Exactly. So you can put on a performance, put on a show. And in this case, these shows are being put on at the Yunlin Story House, and they're put on by puppeteers that come from all over the world. So these puppeteers, some of them are from Taiwan, but some of them are probably from Europe, some of them from the U.S., Indonesia, all over. And what's very interesting is fans dress up as their favorite puppet characters, and there are classes for visitors to better experience the marvel of puppetry. So if you dress up, it means that you put on a certain kind of outfit. A lot of times you'll see this during the famous holiday Halloween. Little kids will dress up as monsters. They could dress up as superheroes or people that they like, and they will go out and trick-or-treat. But here, fans are dressing up as their favorite puppet characters, so characters from the movies, maybe like Legend of the Sacred Stone, one of the characters. They'll dress up so they'll look just like them. And they'll go to the show. And there are also classes there where the visitors can better experience the marvel of puppetry. So the marvel is like the wonder. It's like something very positive, the marvel of puppetry. So you can experience how great it is and how wonderful it is. And usually if you marvel at something, you're kind of amazed. You sit back and you say, wow, this is really great.
That's right. You are amazed or very impressed by something. And you often see fans dress up as their favorite characters from something when a movie or a franchise becomes very, very popular. Like, for example, we often see this in the world of science fiction. Like sometimes when a new Star Wars movie, for example, comes out, some of the fans will actually dress up as characters from that series when they go to see the new film. We see this in the world of cosplay, which is heavily involved with animated programs from Japan, for example. People love dressing up as their favorite characters from those series. And you can go take classes where you can learn all about, as Jamie said, the marvel of puppetry. So you can learn about different forms of puppetry. You can see what it takes to become a skilled glove puppeteer. I'm sure it's something that takes years and years of practice and dedication, because not only do you have to become skilled at moving the puppet around and having it appear to be lifelike, just like a human being would, you also have to learn how to be a skilled actor. Although you will not be on the stage for people to see, you still have to do the voice. You have to convey the emotions, make them believable, and things of that nature. So it's a whole bunch of different skills that you would have to learn to become a master of glove puppetry.
Master of puppets?
A master of puppets, some might say.
Okay.
On the other hand, if you just want to get caught up in the wonder and fantasy of this art form, you could always try learning puppetry yourself. This is another very common phrase. On the other hand, we use it when we want to present an alternative or a different situation than the one we were previously discussing. So we were talking about taking a puppet class. So you could go take a formal class. You could learn from a teacher or an instructor. Or on the other hand, if you just want to get caught up in the wonder and fantasy of this art form, you could try learning puppetry yourself. You could do it on your own. There's another phrase here we should learn about, get caught up in something. This just means that you sort of become obsessed by something, or you become really fascinated by something. You really want to learn all you can about it, and you can't get enough of that thing. So people can get caught up in the wonder and fantasy of this art form. Once they start, they can't really stop. They want to keep learning about it. And you can do this. If you learn puppetry yourself and you can make your own magic with your imagination and your fingers. Your imagination refers to the power of your mind to envision situations or scenarios that are not real or have not happened, but you can use your mind to make something up. You use your imagination to make up a story, to make up characters, to make up places and events and people, things that happen. If you are a writer or an artist of some kind, you always have to use your imagination. And of course, if you are a puppeteer, you have to use your imagination a lot as well. Well, that's all the time we have for today's article, but now once again, let's listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看。哎，下面就提到了，其实呢，布袋戏，如果你有兴趣的话，他建议你可以到云林县的虎尾乡。那在这边他说到 ,It is home to the Yunlin Hand Puppet Museum. Is home to, 这个片语我们常常见到。当然 home 是家，可是这个意思就是它可以说是某后面这个东西的大本营所在地。那这个地方虎尾它就是云林布袋戏馆的所在地。而且呢它还主办了这个年度的云林国际偶戏艺术节。好 ,host, 这个字当动词来用就是主办。再来我们看到下面他又说到了这个所谓的偶戏的艺术节呢它是每一年一次。而且从1999年就开始了。那在这个艺术节期间呢，各地来自各地的这些操偶师傅都会在这个云林故事馆里头演出。那戏迷们会怎么样呢？好，我们看到这边用到 dress up， dress up 就是盛装打扮，后面加一个 us， 然后再加角色身份，就表示他以什么样的身份盛装打扮成什么样的角色。这边就说到他们会盛装打扮成他们最喜爱的偶戏角色，而且呢那里也会有各种的课程来供这些访客们来体验偶戏的美妙。好，再来最后这一段。 On the other hand， 通常我们在一个文章的过程里面，你提到一方面怎么样，然后后面呢有一个转折，转折呢可能是跟前面有所不同，那你就会用到 on the other hand。 另外一方面，好，不过呢你要知道，假如说 you just want to get caught up in the wonder and fantasy， 好，我们看到 get caught up 这个片语其实就是你完完全全的沉浸在里面，假如这是你的想法，你只想沉浸在这种艺术形式里面它的奇幻魅力，那么他建议你不妨自己学怎么玩布袋戏，用你的想象力，用你的手指，然后创造出自己的魔法。
That's all the time we have today for English Digest, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Jamie.
Goodbye.